On the Ledge. That's from Greta Van Fleet from their 2017 release From the Fires. And just before Greta Van Fleet, the band that everyone is saying Greta reminds them of, Led Zeppelin. And that's from their 1976 release Presence, a tune called Royal Orleans, kicking off episode 63 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. I hope you had a great week, and I hope you're ready for some great rock and roll today. We're going to keep it cranking right now with something brand new from a band called Animal Drive. This is a tune called Tower of Lies, I Walk Alone. Animal Drive from their 2018 release, Bite, Tower of Lies, I Walk Alone. And we're going to keep things rolling now with something from Chicago. A guitar player named Don Griffin used to have a band called The Griff Band. And in 1987, they got in the studio and did a demo of a few of their songs, and this one is Handyman. I'll be your handyman. That is the uber talented Don Griffin and his band, the Griff Band. And I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and this is episode 63 of the Radio Bypass Podcast, where we like to feature music that's pretty much ignored by the radio. Once in a while, we might play something that you might hear on the radio, but trying to turn you on to new music and revisiting some music of old from way back when as well. And right now we are going to go with something brand new. This is the Dead Daisies from their brand new record, Burn It Down. This is a tune called Rise Up. Rise up, everybody. That's the Dead Daisies from their brand new record, Burn It Down. We're going to keep things rolling now with another brand new release. And this one was a little bit controversial. The band Striper, most of you listening to this podcast probably know, are a Christian hard rock heavy metal band. And they've been around for, 30 years now. And they've created some controversy in the past sometimes with some of their album titles. One that I remember getting some flack back in their earlier days was an album called To Hell With The Devil. Well, now in 2018, they've done it again. Their new record was released on Friday, and the album title has a lot of people up in arms, including Walmart, who will not carry the CD, the physical CD, because of the album title. So Striper, definitely good at creating some controversy with their choice in album titles. And the controversy this time, the brand new record is called Goddamn Evil. And according to their singer, Michael Sweet, he does mean for God to just condemn evil, but they certainly didn't put it that way, the way the album title looks, so it created the controversy that it did. And that's probably a bummer, or maybe it'll be great for them. Maybe more and more people will check the record out, because the album is really solid. It's a really good record. But you can judge for yourself, because I'm going to play you something from their brand new record, Goddamn Evil. This is Striper with a tune called Sorry. Sorry, from Striper. That's from their just-released album called Goddamn Evil. And like I said, it's a really solid record throughout. So the controversy they've created over the album title, hopefully that'll get more people checking it out rather than people rejecting it. Because like I said, the record is really good. So I hope people do check it out. All right, we're going to keep things moving along now with the Apicy, or Apice Brothers. In 2017, they put out a record called Sinister. I featured a few tracks from it in the past, but I get a lot of good feedback on that album, so I thought I'd turn you on to another track from the Apicy Brothers, Brothers in Drums, and this one from Sinister is called Riot.
Yeah.
Riot. It's from Carmine Appice and Vinnie Appice, or vice versa. Like I said, that's a record they did in 2017 called Sinister. Great album through and through. Well, that just about puts another wrap on the Radio Bypass podcast, episode 63, drawing to a close. But we'll be back next week with some more great music. But next week, we're going to do something I've talked about for a while and just haven't gotten through. Every time I do a career overview on a band, whether it has been Judas Priest or the Scorpions, maybe those are the only two I've done so far. But people always seem to really enjoy those. And I've talked about wanting to do one on Iron Maiden for quite a while, another one of my favorite bands. So we're going to start that next week. We're going to start looking at the long and wonderful career of the band Iron Maiden. So that starts with episode 64. But right now I'm going to leave you with episode 63 with something from Vinnie Appice, another project that, or Vinnie Appice, another project that he's involved with. And this project brought him to the Arcata Theater in St. Charles last night. I was unable to attend, although I really, really wanted to, because my favorite guitar player, one of my favorite guitar players, I should say, Vivian Campbell, is also part of this project. So I am sure it was a great show last night out at the Arcata. But the band I'm talking about is Last in Line, the surviving members of Ronnie James Dio. You've heard me play them before, but in honor of their visit to the area I live in last night, I'm going to wrap things up with another track from the Last in Line. I will talk to you next week. We'll crank up some Iron Maiden. But right now, Last in Line, this is a tune called Blame It on Me.
To be, and I'll take the bow.